This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Hour number one is with Dr. Margaret in Spain. Hour number two is just me. And we'll be talking about my book, Preparedness, Tips and Tricks in the Way the Fennelli Family Lives. Now, you cannot buy this book. When I say book, I don't know how to refer to it because it's not finished. It's in note form, cryptic notes, a whole bunch of spiral-bound notebooks, but it hasn't been finished, and I don't know if I'll ever publish it. So if you're thinking, where do I get one, you can't. So I'll just share with you on Friday's hour number two, things that we do to make life easier, and things that we do that are probably a little outside the box. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Margaret live in Spain. Welcome, Dr. Margaret.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today? Everything all right?
Everything is great. Great. And, you know, I'm so glad you are on the air with us. You've got so much wisdom. Your lexicon is superb. And you are raising the bar. That's something that we need to do. I keep hearing from people my age, you know, the younger generation, well, you know, the times are changing. We just have to change with the times. And I refuse to do it. I refuse to lower my standards because the younger generation has lowered their standards. I refuse to join them. I'm not going to dye my hair green. I'm not going to wear flip-flops when I go to the city, and I am not going to embrace feminism as a man. I think feminism is great. I really do. But for men, I'd rather them be masculine. How do you feel about that?
Oh, geez. You're, you know, listening to you talk and your opinions, and they're quite firm, and I share a majority of them. But somebody was talking the other day, I don't know if it was Gwyneth or you had another woman who called in, and she said she had sort of been raised to be, she didn't say the word, but androgynous, you know, a whole person. So I was the firstborn child, and my father and mother were both athletic hunters, fisher people. I was never categorized into being a boy or a girl, and I was always told, don't listen to people who tell you to do things. Just don't listen to them, okay? Think for yourself. So I would say, you know, I love what we think of as a strong man. I was listening to Dr. Ram yesterday talking with Max Baer on Leak Project. And Dr. Ram was talking about how we have actually both sides of us. And if we go back to ancient history, they say that we really were both before and then we got split. And so we're looking for that other half that complements us. And I thought about that again today. And I thought, you know, really, I probably do want a male partner who reflects a lot of what is the masculine in me. If I don't have a man around, I have to do it myself, you know? And if I, and since I'm a woman, I have to do the woman's thing. So I understand there are certainly religious issues and vows. I have been married. I am not married now. I just want somebody who's complete, competent, and I really don't draw the gender lines. I dress like a female. You know, I'm a female. I know female things. I get along well with females. But I also like to be around men and be accepted as an equal. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but, you know, like your daughter who, you know, did the martial arts. Y'all talked about bullying. I'm sure she was bullied. I was bullied in school for not being a female or for being too female because my breasts were large. You know, so they made up little songs about me. Well, I don't know. Let's just get down to life. I just like competent people. I know I'm a woman. I like men. I'm not going to become a man. And I don't like effeminate men either.
You know, that's exactly what I'm talking about, effeminate men.
No.
I would...
Not
I
interested.
Don't, correct, and I'm not either, and you know, but I think it's nice for women and girls to have that tomboy side of them, where they are not afraid of mechanical things, they are not afraid to change the oil, for example, they're not afraid to hunt, fish, skin, you know, food, those kinds of things. I'm all for that, but what I'm not for is the light loafered effeminate. Man, that just really bothers me.
It's so, just more prominent now. It's more prominent nowadays, and I do hang around university campuses because they've always been really the center of my life. I like places where people of high intelligence hang out and do their things. So I gravitate toward universities. But today I look at the university students. And I'm particularly, you know, my eyes go to the ankles of the men. Are they wearing normal pants with normal ankles and what do we call the lower part of the leg? Not the thigh, but what? The shin? I'm not sure. The lower part.
The calf.
And so, you know, the calf, that's it. So we used to, you know, more of a stovepipe look. Well, the mode today, the fashion, is to wear the little tight around the ankles for the men, you know. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I see that, all of a sudden I lose my appetite if I'm eating. You know, I'm like, okay, I see the whole picture. Can y'all stand up straight, put on some regular pants, and stop walking and listen to this? I just heard a report on erectile dysfunction. And it's been, in quotation marks, scientifically proven that men who take incorrectly small steps when they walk, you know, like effeminate men do, have a high percentage of erectile dysfunction. And it cracked
yes,
me
that.
Up.
I read
it
that as well.
It cracked me up. Well, yeah. And so it's like... you know, but what can we do? I'm not God. I can't change the world. I'll watch the evolution. I'm like you. I'm in my position. I know where I am, what I want, and what I'm going to do. I'm flexible, but I can be very rigid. And I'm not going to sell out or give in, you know. And adaptation to the present world is tough. Let me tell you this. I'll try to make it short. I went to have a blood test. Before I got in, I saw a male nurse with the short sleeve uniform on, and he was totally tattooed. and I really became unhappy. Now, it just so happens that God sent me into him to have my blood test drawn. So I go in, we're polite, he's very courteous, follows the rules, said everything out loud better than most of the female nurses, and he withdrew my blood with the least pain ever in my life. And so I'm sitting there going, look at you, making judgments about people on their external whatevers. And he happens to be the highest quality person who's ever drawn your blood. So what am I supposed to do about it? Discriminate and become angry at tattooed youth? Or do we judge on quality? It's a real conundrum. It's a real conundrum. We are faced every day with things that just don't seem to make sense, but it's happening. So I'll stop. Would you like to say something?
Well, I've been thinking about what you've been saying, and sometimes I go to the dentist, and I frankly, I would prefer to have a dental procedure done, whether it be a cleaning or a checkup or a drill and fill and bill. I'd rather have it done by someone who has not been involved in risky behavior. And to me, a tattoo is a sign, a permanent stamp saying risky behavior done here. That's what it says to me.
I know.
Every time I see it. So when I think about restaurants, I avoid them now because the guys in the kitchen tattooed all up and down their arms. Sometimes they wear shorts up and down their legs. What were they thinking? Or were they not thinking?
And the little nose rings. I'm not being served by a nose ring wearer. Okay.
Well, I agree with I agree with that. And when I have been many years ago, decades ago, I stopped at a McDonald's with the family. It was one of those divided highways, interstates, and there was an island. And in between the north and southbound lanes was this little island, and there were the restrooms and a McDonald's. And so we went in there, and this gal's like got a nose ring, and she's, you know, because it looks like she just had a tongue ring installed. And she said, "May I help you?" And I said, "No." No.
No.
And I turned around and left. Okay. And the same thing has happened at when the waitress comes up and she, you know, she's got this thing, and you can see that there's something irritating her in her mouth, and it's "May I take your order?" No. And then we leave. So now I've decided that I don't even want to say no anymore, so we just don't go. We used to go to the Olive Garden when my mom was alive. She loved the Olive Garden. And the Olive Garden is an Italian-style restaurant. It's a chain.
I know the chain.
Yeah, they've started to hire more and more tattooed people and nose rings and multicolored hair or multicultural hair, whatever you want to call it. It just turns me off. And I keep thinking, if they do that to themselves, what are they doing to my food? So that's where the concern is. If they're risky with their own bodies, what else are they risky with? And I'm just not going to leave it to chance because, frankly, I don't know them. So I'm enjoying cooking here with the family. We all cook. I'm not saying anyone is a chef, but we cook here and we prepare our own meals. And I prefer it that way. I prefer not traveling to the restaurant and coming back. When we come back, I had a bunch of questions for you about life in the United States with lots of accessories and appliances versus Spain. I'd like to read those off and then hear your comments. Is there a difference
not?
We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Margaret's with us, and she is the perfect person to describe difference between life in Spain and life in the United States, because she spends time in both countries. So, Dr. Margaret, in the United States, it is pretty common to have electric heating and cooling, whether it be an oil burner or a gas furnace. It still needs electricity to run the circulator pumps or the circulator fans. And a lot of people have electric washing machines, and all these devices are electricity powered. So a washing machine, a dryer, dishwasher, refrigerator, lighting, TV, DVD player, internet, television, cordless phones, coffee makers, computers, cell phones, garage door openers, security systems, lighting, water wells, electric mixers, toasters, microwave ovens, bathroom fans, 24-hour stores. Okay, so here's the point. Well, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? So if the grid goes down, every one of those things I mentioned stops, unless you have a generator or some way of producing your own electricity. What is the difference between Spain and the United States with the items that I've mentioned?
Okay, I'm going to answer your question, but let me say something that I really believe I should say. We're talking about preparation. And about 2 or 3 days ago, when there was this pretty important swarm of earthquakes near the San Francisco Bay Area, did you hear about that?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Well, so on watching San Francisco News, they showed a little video of what the government is requesting, and that is each family spend 1 hour a day going through living without electricity and other services for 1 hour a day. And 1 hour a day, no power, 4 days a week. And on the video, it showed the mother sitting on the floor with the two young children, probably under 6 or 8, looking at different instruments, food things, just getting them acquainted with it. So the more we talk about it, I hear more people talking about food conservation, you know, and conserving and canning, and there's a big debate about canning and whatever. So, again, Dr. Ram said yesterday, you need water, you need food for 3 days, and you need a backup plan. But so I just want to get this in. They are preparing people in different parts of the United States for different types of emergency situations, and they are saying expect future and frequent power outages. So I just want to know again, is anybody doing it? They're showing it on San Francisco television, how to have these little sit-downs with your kids and get them ready for what's happening, and then do it. An hour a day, 4 days a week. Now, can people afford to do that? So in my perspective, I'm just seeing the preparation, the being ready for it is just, it's the first part. It's number one. And who's doing it? So I'm not going to ask because anybody called in. And I don't, you know, we're not going to get into their food list, although I would like to recommend a few things people should buy as they do their grocery shopping. But we're not going to talk about that right now. We'll go back to your question. Oh, let me tell you one other thing that might make you happy. About 3 days ago, there was a report that 600,000 Mexican citizens met in the city of Mexico City, DF, and they held a demonstration because they are furious, intolerant, and will not accept killing babies / abortion, nor will they tolerate the LGBTXYZ perspective. So they were out there, more than 500,000 people at once, saying we're not going for it.
Good for them. Good for them. You know, I've got to put Mexico on the list of places to consider. I mean, seriously, that's wonderful. I love it when people protest for the right reasons. I really do.
Correct. And what's wrong with our people?
Right, right. The blacks protest when they get shot and killed in their own homes. Why don't we?
Do it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday. Turkey agreeing to a five-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. On strike for over a month now, GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. If you're looking for a few simple ways to decorate for the spooky fall season, natural decorations can really set the mood. Consider sprucing up your walkway or front porch with some bales of straw or a few stalks of corn to create an inviting fall scene. Finish it off with some LED orange lights, and the trick-or-treaters will come a-knocking. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Margaret brought up some really fascinating points, great points. And when you were talking about California recommending the 1 hour per day family discussion, doing without to see what it's like, absolutely what should be done. And we in the United States have become accustomed to 99.x% electricity availability. We just think it's our right to have electricity available all the time. It's really nice, but it costs a fortune. It pollutes the air, water, and soil. It's dangerous. People get killed by it. We take it for granted, and we should do with less. We should learn how to take shorter showers. We should not have 100-gallon bathtubs. We should not water lawns just because we want to keep up with the Joneses or because there's some idiotic HOA rule that says you will maintain your lawn bright and green and weed-free. I mean, those kinds of things are crazy. They're extravagant, and we should not, we should, in my opinion, we should not comply. But what I'm saying is when I listed, just a few of the electrical devices that we have, the appliances and accessories, we have become accustomed to them and think that that's the way it should be. And actually, we should have more. And that's what Christmas is all about, more gadgets that we don't need. Well, in Spain, are those who live in Spain as spoiled and as greedy and as reckless with resources as we are in the United States? Would they notice a grid down situation as much as the Americans would because of our insatiable greed?
I guess I think the U.S. is the most electrified company. It's horrible to fly over the country at night and see what I call the cancer spots, which are the cities. They're just like cancer spots. So in Spain, no, we won't notice it as much. Everybody here has their wood stacked up for, you know, they never run out of wood, okay? So they're doing it all summer. They keep doing it in the winter. People here are used to living with fireplaces, living around them, cooking. They have, architecturally, we could talk about one of the best things I think there is in Spain. It's called the Lareda. And that's the place, that's the fireplace, which people lived around, cooked around, took naps next to, put the babies next to, and hung up their clothes to dry. So people will switch from one fuel source to another. I have butane-operated heating, but it needs, of course, an electric spark to start the fire going in the water heater. So I don't use it. I have a little butane stove, a heater. It's on wheels. You put a butane tank in it, and you roll it around, and you turn it on where you are, and then you turn it off. I wear more clothes in the house. So do people. We go from inside to outside without really changing much. People here are used to living without. Again, the foods, the hams are cured. The cheeses are cured. Other things, the fish are smoked and dried. Most people don't have a freezer. It's just not the same. And they're also used to walking in the rain, walking in the cold. It doesn't mind. They're not gumdrops. They get out there and do it. And you do what's appropriate to what's happening. So, no, again, we have the mini hotel-sized refrigerators. My landlady doesn't even have a washing machine, and she's 74 and the cook is 86. But the washing machine broke a few months ago, and she said, well, we're not getting another one. It's too expensive. So they wash by hand. They're a little bit. They don't wash. You know, I've seen American washing machine. Gee, the water that is wasted and the electricity. With American washing machines, it's ridiculous. Here they wash with one-third of the water in a machine. But people don't care if you don't have your electricity. You know, people have fountains. We have the natural flowing fountains. They have wells. Some of the wells are hand, you know, powered. It's although the big money people are trying to come in and install their new things. Let me tell you this, which really makes me angry. And I don't think I'm directly answering your question. But I've always had a landline and a cell phone. And so there was a big network problem, and my landline went out, and it was out for 2 weeks, which really infuriated me, and they kept saying, oh, it was a massive network problem. So then the guy came out, and he's looking at my setup, and I had like my landline plugged into the wall for the connection and plugged into the electricity. Well, I find out what is one of my problems. I didn't have my landline plugged into my fiber optic router. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't want a landline that goes through a router. That means it's all the same thing. It's not a landline. And he goes, well, it used to be that way, but you can't have that anymore. I said, well, I don't want it this way. And he said, well, you can't have it anymore. And I said, well, I want a landline. And he said, well, you can't have it anymore. So some things we have control over. I can control my heat source, but and I don't depend on electricity for it. And if the light, you know, if there's no light, well, then you go to sleep or you sit around the fire. But, no, things are changing here against my will and against the knowledge of many people. Many people are not informed. Now we can talk about the culture. This culture is not highly informed. The big ones are doing things to the uninformed ones who are often illiterate, like to look at pictures, illiterate means they're not able to read the material. And they just kind of take what the government gives, but I'm more attentive and cognizant of what's going on, and I don't like to see the system clamping down on me. Not happy. So,
yeah. I agree with you.
Go ahead.
I agree with you. A guy showed up with a pickup truck one day years ago, and I said, so what's up? I'm paraphrasing. And I said, I'm going to install a meter. I said, I'm good with the one I've got. I had an analog meter, and he had a whole pickup truck bed full of smart meters. And I said, no, I don't want it. And he told me in no uncertain terms, if I didn't get out of his way at my in my driveway, that he'd call the sheriff and have me arrested.
I know.
So you're right.
That happened to me in Florida.
And I made a mistake. I made a mistake. What I should have done was I should have gotten my backhoe, and I should have picked up his pickup truck with my backhoe and carried it to the road and dropped it off, because he was trespassing on my property. He had no business being on my driveway. So now that I think about it, that's what I should have done. Or we have a bulldozer too. Or I should have just fired up the bulldozer and just pushed his pickup truck down the driveway. Either one.
Slowly down the hill.
Well, maybe roll it a little bit, you know, over and over and over, you know. But no, seriously.
But then you would have.
I literally could have grabbed his pickup truck with either the front bucket or the backhoe and picked it up and just dragged it down the driveway. I could have done it. We have a gravel driveway, so I could have done that. And it's, you know, but, you know, thinking about it, I should have said, you got 10 seconds. 10 seconds to leave, or you're trespassing, and I'm going to remove your vehicle right now. No kidding. Seriously. Pick one. And if he said, no, I'm going to put the meter in, while he's putting the meter in, his vehicle would be going down the driveway. I've had it. I've had it with people forcing their will on me and my family. I've had it. We've been sold out by senators, Congress critters, pretty much everybody, corporations. Corporations keep changing the terms and conditions. You know, every time you get a new credit card in the mail, and it's like, here's your new one. Now, here are the new terms and conditions that go with your new one. If you'd like to use it, you have to agree to these terms. Otherwise, your account will be closed. Absolutely. That's what's happening.
I know, and I feel like between a rock and a hard place, some attorney once told me, and it sunk in, pick your fights, and that can be interpreted at least two ways. He was trying to tell us to select the fights we choose to get into, the one about people trespassing to try to do something ordered by authorities, I just see you involved in legal battles for years. And I'm not willing to give the few years I have left in my life to that. So let's just go back for a sec to Mexico, because I have been looking at expat communities, not intensely, but I think about it. And there are some and I can give you some links later. There are some very interesting ones in Mexico. And let me tell you this. It's now we can go to the culture. The values of the Mexican traditional culture are much more family-oriented, humane, life-protecting, life-valuing than ours. And let me shift to something quickly. There are retirement facilities, and they are visited. There are some towns which are becoming expat communities, and we're not talking about any old person. We're talking about people who have led incredible lives in the States or around the world, producers, photographers, people with money, regular people, selling everything and moving down to these expat communities. And English is spoken, as well as many other languages, which is surrounded by a beautiful Mexican community with fresh food. Let me say this. There is a woman who used to be a full-fledged academic, I think, in linguistics. She's now become an archaeologist, and she's going to Egypt a lot and blah, blah, blah. Her name is Carmen. She's just officially moved to Spain, and they asked her why. Because there is no 5G, because there is no GMO, and because the people have values that she shares. Let me switch to this. Old folks' homes, older care facilities, extremely high quality in Mexico, speak English, filled with Americans and other, English speakers. The cost of a typical retirement home of quality is about $5,500 a month. I don't have that. The price of one of the best in Mexico is $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Margaret's with us live in Spain. Dr. Margaret, I've got a question. I think you want to talk a little bit about interpersonal relationships. A question I have is, people are now using texts more than they are talking on the phone. Young people especially. What's your feeling on this cryptic form of shorthand, abbreviated, fewest character communication? Like two word or one word or just a few characters to make a point. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, it's like, you know, stabbing me in the heart. I can't stand it. I refuse to do it myself. If I receive a message like that, I don't bother saying, what's wrong with you? But I do write back in complete, grammatically correct sentences. I'm not going to play the game. So, yes, I can understand your stupid message, but I'm not going to answer you that way. I have a different language and a way of communicating. I'm not changing. Now, I'll switch to another language, and I know how to use codes, but that's not a code. So, or if it is, I'm not using that code. So it's about, you know, drawing the line. I won't tolerate it. I have people talk to me in certain ways. I say, don't talk to me that way. I'm not used to it. I'm not going to respond. So, you know, maybe I get a little bit isolated. Maybe they think I'm mean. Do I care? No. I'm very happy, you know, not talking to them. So it's just an abomination. Now you would make me switch to schools. I left formal educational teaching experience at the university level a couple of decades ago, because in the 70s, I saw the thing starting to break down. And I said, I'm not playing. They started changing the words, changing the teacher-student interaction, changing the dynamics in the class. All of a sudden, the teacher is nothing. The students have power over the teachers. I'm like, I'm out of here. Okay? I'm not doing it. First of all, y'all are wrong. You're messing up everything. And I disagree. So I'm not adapting. I'm not adapting. It's abominable. But let me add this little piece of data. A few years ago, they reported that adolescents check their cell phones 2,600 times a day. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, just try having a dinner meal with the family with an adolescent who's in that mode. Or just try having trying to teach in a classroom where the students and the parents say, oh, no, no, Johnny needs that because we might have an emergency and we might need to call Johnny. So Johnny is texting, reading the internet on his phone, communicating with his classmates, and not paying attention in school.
Well, I've mentioned this once before, but if that's the case, either the student with that issue leaves the classroom or I do. I addressed a group of medical students last week, about 60 of them. I told them immediately, I don't want to hear a cell phone. Turn them off. I don't, you know, pay attention to me. For 40 minutes, I thought about it later. They were all looking at me for 40 minutes. It was like phenomenal. We had a great time. One woman came in late, and she didn't get the message. So her little phone went off, and I went, what? And everybody looked at me, and they told her, turn off your phone. Because, you know, somebody's got to put down the rules. If you're so much worried about an emergency, then you probably should be somewhere else. You know, I will bend and flex. I will adapt. I am understanding. I'm cooperative. I want to help. But if this is my role, these are the rules. And we either do it this way or we don't do it. And that's what happens. I used to teach in prisons. Captive audience in more ways than one. But I was telling them things they needed to hear. Of course, they couldn't have their cell phones in prison. They couldn't even talk to each other for more than 3 minutes without having the guard break up a conversation. There was 37 people to a cell. But I did workshops with a nun, teaching them how to communicate when their court case came up, which nobody had bothered to do. But, you know, it's about communication. What are we doing? And let's get centered. And I guess I'm a little rigid. I think I understand what I'm doing. I know what I want, and I know how we're going to get there. And if we're not going to do it my way, if I'm in charge, then again, get somebody else.
I'm with you. I really am. And when I was teaching school, I had my students and their parents sign a contract as to what they would and wouldn't do. And one thing that they would pay attention to what we were doing in class 100% of the time. Not 50, not 99, 100, or I would remove them from class. Dr. Margaret, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.